This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you in the house for 3 hours today. A masterful performance by Donald Trump last night. Masterful. All the right words. A little bit low-key for my taste. He was very low-key last night. I don't know why. I said that to my fiance Cindy. I said, I've never seen him so low-key. You know, usually you end a speech with, God bless America, God bless the Republican Party, we're going to victory. And he ended the speech with, like, God bless America, and God bless all of you. I mean, it was just very low-key, but the words were so powerful. And the whole presentation of the four nights was amazing. And the variety and diversity of speakers and the color, the people of color, and their stories, great emotional stories. If you get one thing out of all my books, on my new upcoming book, Trump Rules, that will be out on November 10th, Tuesday, November 10th, exactly 1 week after the election, it's all the rules that made Trump one of the greatest people to ever walk the earth in multiple careers. I mean, I can't say Trump's the greatest person to ever walk the earth. No, listen to what I'm saying. Nobody in the history of the world has ever been a billionaire, a superstar businessman, a superstar brander, a superstar TV creator and TV host, a superstar at real estate, and the President of the United States, commander of the military, and leader of the free world. Nobody's ever had that entire combination in the history of the world. So I'd say Trump's up there with anybody who's ever walked the earth because of that combination of skills. And one of his best skills is storytelling. It's one of the big things I talk about in my book. In all my books, I've talked about being a storyteller. The Power of Relentless, that was a number one bestseller in America that was endorsed by President Trump. My book, The Power of Relentless, I talked about the power of storytelling. Trump made sure every person had a great story to tell. And then that incredible fireworks display, amazing. And then this is the sign we're about to kick their ass so badly. Six mayors from the Iron Range in Minnesota, historically Democrat stronghold, endorsed Donald Trump for president. This is following the historic RNC convention. Six Democrat mayors in Minnesota's Iron Range endorsed Trump for president. Massive crowd waiting for Vice President Mike Pence as he arrived today. And they had that announcement to make with all these guys endorsing Trump. Democrat mayors in Minnesota endorsing Trump. Great news. Tell you more about that later. There's so many things to tell you about. Rand Paul and his wife, his beautiful wife, could have been killed last night by the mob afterwards. They don't know the damage they're doing to themselves. They're so stupid. The Democrats, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all of them are idiots, radicals, and they're killing themselves. And America saw that Rand Paul could have been killed, and so many of the people leaving the event could have been hurt or killed by this vicious, disgusting mob of Black Lives Matter. Terrible, terrible people. It's just such a divided nation, and Democrats have made it a divided nation. They want it so bad. Now, that'll be the theme of tonight's show. But let me start with my commentary that's coming out that actually just came out moments ago at the Gateway Pundit, and they tell me the traffic to it is amazing. A message for LeBron James from Wayne Allen Root. A message for LeBron James, and I hope he gets it. I hope he calls. I hope he'll come on the show Monday. Pro sports in America is dying in front of our very eyes. This will be a story taught in business schools across America for decades to come. The story is about how to kill a multi-billion dollar empire overnight with just your big mouth. It's about killing the goose that laid the golden egg. It's about the massive disconnect between the stars of sports and their customers, the people who pay their grossly inflated and obscene salaries. You are killing yourselves. It's clearly suicide. Stop talking politics. Stop talking Black Lives Matter. Soon you're going to be playing in front of empty stands, although I say that metaphorically because, of course, the stands are empty right now, but you get what I'm saying. It's not about now with COVID. It's about in the future when people come back, nobody will come back. The stands will be as empty in the future as they are now. Soon your ratings will plummet even further. Soon your apparel and memorabilia sales will stop selling. You've made a tragic mistake and miscalculation. Before I get to the reason pro athletes should keep politics away from their sports, let me ask LeBron James and his NBA pals a few very important questions. LeBron, how come you never said a word, let alone threatened to end the season over black-on-black genocide in big cities across America? Thousands of black young men are dying on the streets of every inner city. They're being killed by black criminals. Why don't you care? LeBron, how about Chicago? Why doesn't it bother you that 50 to 100 innocent citizens are shot there every weekend? The victims are virtually 100% black. Why isn't that worth a boycott? LeBron, how about the innocent little black children murdered in gang shootings in big cities across America? It happens every day. Why doesn't that bother you? LeBron, how about the millions of black babies aborted? Why not cancel the NBA season over that? Why doesn't that bother you, LeBron? LeBron, has any sports league ever stopped playing or postponed playoff games in history for a hero cop murdered or a hero soldier murdered? That's not important to you? LeBron, did you or your NBA pal stop playing to honor the retired black police captain in St. Louis killed by a thug during Black Lives Matter riots? LeBron, did the NBA or any other sports league postpone games or threaten to end the season when a sniper murdered five Dallas cops in one day? Why didn't that bother any pro athletes? Because the sniper's black? LeBron, did you or any other pro athletes demand games be stopped for the little boy shot in the head and murdered 2 weeks ago? He happened to be white. His murderer happened to be black. That has to be one of the most shocking crimes in history. Who kills a smiling, happy five-year-old child on his bicycle, execution style, in the head? But I never heard a peep from one NBA player. Why? You didn't notice? Is the execution of a five-year-old less important to you than a white cop killing or wounding a black criminal who has a long criminal record and refuses to obey orders from a police officer? Really? LeBron, isn't it strange that neither you nor your NBA pals ever gave a damn about human rights violations in China? There are billions of dollars to be made looking the other way. While communist China abuses, arrests, tortures, and murders their own citizens. China has concentration camps for Muslims. But you know that, right? Obviously, none of that is a problem for NBA players if billions of dollars are at stake. Right, LeBron? LeBron, how about the child slave labor in third world countries being paid a few cents a day to sew your sneakers that make you hundreds of millions of dollars? You've never boycotted over that. Why? Do you see where I'm going, LeBron? You and your pals in the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NFL and NHL seem a tad hypocritical. Just a tad. You don't notice when cops are shot or killed. You don't care or notice the black genocide going on in America's cities. You don't notice the young black children killed in gang shootings or the millions of aborted black babies. You don't seem to notice the black crime perpetrated upon white citizens. I think that's important too, don't you? I think it's fair game. I think we need a national discussion and debate. I think it's a two-way street. By the way, LeBron, if you feel so strongly about ending the season for a bad guy who wanted to kill cops with a knife, what's stopping you? You should go home. Let other players who want to play, play. And I have a perfect idea for the NFL players thinking of forfeiting a game this season in honor of Jacob Blake, the career criminal, sexual assaulter, fighting police on the ground, threatening to kill cops with a knife. If that person is worth taking a stand over, then I think you should quit football. Become a full-time social justice warrior. It doesn't pay $5 to $10 million per year. You'll only make about $25,000 a year. How's that sound? Are you willing to give up football to fight full-time for social justice? I didn't think so. So forgive me if all of your customers aren't on your team on this one. LeBron, my advice is simple. Shut up! You're alienating your customers, you're offending your customers. You know, the ones who pay the grossly inflated and obscene prices for tickets, parking, food, and sports apparel at the game? Sports and politics don't mix. We tune into the games to get away from politics. Keep violating that rule, and there will be no fans left to pay your grossly inflated and obscene salaries. LeBron, pull back from the ledge. because this, my friend, is suicide. My column that comes out, that did come out moments ago. A message for LeBron James. It won't be my Sunday nationally syndicated column by Creator Syndicate because my editors were away today and I had to get it in by 2 days ago. That was their deadline, so I got them the column that I read you earlier this week about Occupy Joe Biden's brain. His brain has been looted, occupied and looted by crazy people, by radicals, by extremists. And I thought that was a great one, and that'll be my Sunday nationally syndicated column. But this one's out at the Gateway Pundit right now, a message for LeBron James. And as if on cue to show you how crazy these people are, the NBA commits to transforming every arena into a 2020 voting location. Isn't it funny? All of a sudden they're in such a rush. They never cared about voting before. Grandstanding NBA stars like LeBron James, who have been pushing for the league to do something social justice-y, after failing to shut down the postseason, have finally got their wish. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, has consented to a new arrangement whereby all the league's arenas will be transformed into 2020 voting locations. That way people could feel safe voting in person. Somebody should probably tell them the last thing Democrats want is a workaround that deflates their argument for mail-in voting. And they're taking other steps to advance social justice as well. We'll talk about more of that when we get back. The Virginia Senate votes in favor of reducing assaulting a police officer to a misdemeanor. We'll get to that when we get back. You know, thank God for Democrats. Democrats are the dumbest, most ignorant, delusional, clueless people in the whole world. You're just making the case for law and order with Donald Trump, and that everybody and every parent has got to vote for Donald Trump. You're reducing the penalty for assaulting a police officer to a misdemeanor. And then, of course, just to prove the point that I'm right, in D.C. after the convention last night, they descended upon all the Republicans who left the Trump speech, and they attacked, and they could have killed Senator Rand Paul. More on that when we get back. Wayne Allyn.
Right now, we're all experiencing.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Healthshare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty Healthshare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Healthshare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Healthshare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours. Use those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Boomer Naturals, is the sponsor again. You know, I'm in a funny position because I keep telling everyone I can't stand masks. I can't stand people with masks. I can't stand the whole theme. The whole thing makes me sick. Every city, every state, every liberal city, every liberal state, they use masks. California used masks day and night, and they've had a major resurgence of COVID, although thank God it's now dying down. You know who else has used nothing but masks and has been the most vicious lockdown? Hawaii. And today they're announcing a total lockdown of Honolulu and the island of Oahu for 2 weeks. Everyone's locked down. All the businesses are closed. And lots of COVID. How do you explain that if you all wear masks? How do you explain that if you've all been fairly locked down for a long period of time? You don't let anyone come to the island. It's a 14-day quarantine if you step foot in Hawaii. There's no tourists anymore. So how do you have so much COVID? All the people that lock down and close the economy and wear the masks all wind up with the most COVID. But having said that, there's no one in the world that can dance to a transition better than me. Boomer Natural is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they sell face covers. And guess what? They're the best ones out there. And guess what? They really work. And guess what? They're really comfortable. And guess what? You can understand people speaking in them. And guess what? They don't irritate your skin. And guess what? They're only 30 cents a day. And guess what? They're usable every day for 30 days. And they've got nano-silver technology, and they donate one face cover for every order you make. They donate one. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Friend of the show, friend of Wayne Allyn Root. And the best mask going, because you got to wear them sometimes. There's no choice. You got to wear them to walk in your bank. Well, if you want to see your money, you better put your mask on. Better be Boomer Naturals. When you put Boomer Naturals on, you're taking care of Wayne Root. You take care of the sponsor of this show. They just renewed, by the way. They've been on for 6 months. They renewed again. Thank you, Boomer Naturals. Obviously, my fans are buying your masks. Promo code WAR20 at checkout. Save 20% of everything you buy by saying WAR Radio 20. WAR Radio 20 for Wayne Allyn Root. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers. There's so many important news stories. You know, I left this one out of my article because I just didn't want to be that black versus white. You know, I don't want to be called, oh, he's bringing up racist stories. But there's nothing I could do about the fact that there are racist people in this world on the black side, just as much as any white person. You're going to condemn whites for racism? How about the white college student and her father shot to death on their front lawn after a fender bender? This is in South Carolina this week. Black man fatally shot a white college student and her stepfather to death after a fender bender. A third victim, a man who stopped to help, survived after being struck by gunfire and bludgeoned. Ty Sheem Walters III shot and killed Charles Nicholas Wall, 45, and Laura Ashley Anderson, 21. Can you imagine there's a woman out there who was married to this guy, Charles Nicholas Wall, and had a daughter, Laura Ashley Anderson, and she's alone now with nothing. She's lost her husband and her daughter. They're both dead. Laura Ashley Anderson, two white people killed by a black guy. So I ask you something. I've never on this show brought up black crime against white people. Never. I've never made it an issue, even though it happens every day and everybody knows it happens every day. And I think it's time for a national discussion about the massive amounts of black crime against white people. That's not racism in any way, shape, or form on my part. That's racism on the part of black people killing white people. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with discussing it. If you want to discuss white cops shooting black people who are in the midst of committing a crime, can't I discuss innocent white people shot and killed by black people, like that little five-year-old boy shot in the head in execution style and murdered by a black criminal? And this father and daughter murdered by a black criminal? Is NBA players, do they notice any of this? Of course not. No, they don't notice it ever happened. Well, you know what? Someone better be brave enough to speak up. Someone. And then the other big news story of the day that should have been the number one story, but, you know, the NBA and Trump's speech last night and all the other stuff overcame it. But Michelle Obama gave an interview. No, not an interview. It was her podcast. Her podcast yesterday. And she said, white America acts like black women don't exist. I've never heard a first lady get this in-your-face racist in my entire life. She's casting aspersions on white people, that if I cast those aspersions on black people, I'd be called a racist. Do I say all black people are this or all black people are that? No, I don't. I'm very careful and never do that. I could quote a black murderer against other black people on the streets of Chicago or a black murderer against a white family, and I would never say all black people are like that. How many times have I said on this show 98% of all black people in dangerous, high-crime, inner-city neighborhoods are nice people, good people, law-abiding people, and patriotic people? It's just the 2% that are criminals, and you got to go after them. I've said that 1,000 times. I don't cast aspersions, but Michelle Obama basically said every white person's a racist, and they're terrible to black women, and they don't know we exist, and they look right at us, and they don't even know it's Michelle Obama, the First Lady. You believe that?
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the economy is well on its way to recovery.
This is just in 4 months. We're more than halfway back from where we started in a terrible pandemic.
Kudlow speaking on Fox News after Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said only people at the top are seeing a recovery. Biden also said President Trump is calling a report that he called American troops who died in battle losers or suckers. John Bolton was with the president on that trip. He also says the president did not say those words.
Well, I was there for the discussion on whether to for the president to go out to the Anmar battlefield and cemetery, and I write about it in the book. It was a strict weather call, and I didn't hear him say those things.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hope you heard my commentary to start the show. Got a lot of response to it, a lot of comments, all positive. Everyone said, oh, if only LeBron James would debate you, Wayne. Matter of fact, here's one from Linda. Linda says, your commentary is a masterpiece. Brilliant. That spoiled crybaby coward LeBron would never face you. You'd mop the floor with him, which I would pay to see. Love you, Linda. Thank you, Linda. Good stuff. My commentary is called A Message for LeBron James, and I called him out on his hypocrisy. I called the entire NBA out on their hypocrisy. So ridiculous. We got a great guest here. Cheryl Shumley. Online opinion editor and columnist for the Washington Times. She's with us usually twice a month, and we've got her here now. Cheryl, how are you?
Happy Friday. It's great to be here.
All right. It is good to be Friday. I forgot it's Friday. That's right. I got a weekend in front of me. That's great. See, you just put me in a great mood. I'm so intense about the show, I forget what day it is. All right, so tomorrow we get a day off. I like that. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of your recent columns at the Washington Times. Democrats should free blacks from the chains of Uncle Tom and demand blacks be all one way and none another. You know, I don't know what Andrew wrote here, but I can't read a single word he wrote. None another is the political equivalent of a slave. I have no idea what Andrew is writing, but let's hear what your column was about, Cheryl.
Yeah, it's just every time there's a black conservative, that takes the public stage somewhere, then the Democrats or someone on the left is bound and determined to call this person out.
Uncle Tom.
And it's just, it's ugly and stifling, and it really has to stop, because we're at the day and age in American politics now where, geez, blacks should be free to be conservative if they want to be.
Yeah, and I think it's very clear that Trump's done great things to them, and a great example is today. I mean, he's got them in fits. He's got them all tied up. They don't know what, tied up in knots. They don't know what to do. They will make every case that he's a racist, and what does Trump do the day after the convention? He goes out and grants a full pardon to Alice Johnson, the black lady who was in jail for drug dealing. I mean, come on. Alice Johnson sitting in the White House Oval Office, and Trump is holding up her pardon. The guy is bending over backwards to appeal to black Americans. You know what I think? The NBA's opening up voting centers in all their arenas, and I think the blacks will come out. And I think a lot more of them than you think will vote for Donald Trump when that curtain closes. So I think it's backfiring on all of Democrats. I really do.
I think you're right. And, to add to that example, what did Trump also do this week is he brought out a handful of immigrants and naturalized them, which, the left goes nuts when he does things like that.
Oh, he triggered them. He triggered them.
Yeah, he sure did. And this is brilliant on Donald Trump's part, but I also think it's genuine. I don't think he does these things simply for political theater or to make political points. I think that's a byproduct of how he actually feels for this country, how he actually loves this country, no matter what ethnic background you happen to be.
But he does do some things for political theater. Trust me, I know, because I have the same.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, him and I could be twins. We could be brothers from another mother. I think exactly like him. And I know, first of all, he must have spent $1 million in that fireworks display. Just to put it in all their faces that I'm the king and I'm going to do something no one's ever done outside of Macy's on July 4th in New York City. That was the most incredible fireworks display in the history of the world other than Macy's on July 4th. And he just did that. No president's ever done that. And he did that just to trigger them. They don't know what to say. And you know what else he did, I think, Cheryl? He purposely wanted 1,500, 2,000 people, his favorite people, all his friends sitting at the White House to hear his speech with no masks on. There were almost no masks in the audience. And the liberals have gone insane over that. I've never seen such anger over that. They're so mad that we believe in freedom and we're not going to be held back by masks. They can't stand that. I don't like wearing masks. I try to never wear them. It's only, the only time I put them on is if the store says, no shoes, no shirt, no mask, can't come in. That's what they put on the stores nowadays. So if they say that, if a Vegas store says that, I put on a mask and I go in. Other than that, I never wear a mask. I believe in freedom and I want to breathe freely and I want people to see my smile and see my face. I won't be masked. So they don't like that. They want everyone to look like sheep and act like sheep.
They do. And what is really galling is that half the time the people who are decrying the fact that Donald Trump actually had people without masks surrounding him, those same people are the ones that when they sit in the White House press briefings off camera, they don't have masks either. These journalists that love to attack Donald Trump for every move he makes, especially the mask and when people in his administration don't wear them, they don't wear them half the time either. They're constantly caught off camera in some, YouTube photo or YouTube video where you see these White House journalists who are completely mask-free, and yet they go on their Twitter feed and on their social media and condemn Donald Trump for daring to do the same.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy at its finest. And that's what I call LeBron James out for, by the way, is hypocrisy, because I made mention of all the things they could have boycotted and postponed NBA games for that they didn't. You know, why don't they say, in honor of all the black people who died in Chicago over the weekend at the hands of black criminals, I think we should postpone a game. Why don't they say, for the kid in New York City who's, you know, a little kid who got shot in her own house, you know, in a gang crossfire, and a bullet ricocheted into her house, hit her in the head and killed her. Actually, I think that was Philly. Why don't they say we'll postpone games in honor of children being killed in gang crossfires? How about millions of black babies dying, because of abortion? How about a black police officer getting killed like Captain Dorn in St. Louis by Black Lives Matter thugs when he gets killed? How come they never stop a game for that? How about the five cops in Dallas that got assassinated by a black sniper on the same day? I'll bet they never canceled one NBA game for that. So I just called out his hypocrisy. It's really ridiculous that they don't ever think about anything in the whole world except one black criminal in the act of a crime that gets shot by police, and that's enough to halt all sports in America. I mean, it's really disgusting.
It is. And did you know that LeBron James and a small group of his basketball colleagues met with Barack Obama to discuss this strategy as well? It has political activism all over it. It's nothing genuine, nothing real. It's all about advancing the message about, you know, the poor racial divide in America that has certain groups downtrodden who actually aren't. They just like to play the victim constantly in order to play the government and spread the wealth.
Well, can't you feel the irony, Cheryl Chumley, the irony of black athletes that make $10 million a year and the rest of us make, you know, if we're lucky, we're good, $100,000, $200,000, whatever. They're making $10 million and $20 million a year, plus all the advertising, their spokesmen, they get TV ads, you know, all the endorsement money. So maybe they're making $20, $25 million a year. Maybe a LeBron is making $100 million a year. Tiger Woods, $100 million a year. They're billionaires, and they're complaining America's not nice to black people. Colin Kaepernick had a $150 million contract. You and I are never going to have a $150 million contract in our lifetimes. So America, to me, is completely racist against white people because I want my $150 million contract.
Well, let's not forget Barack Obama being president twice, not just once, but twice, elected by these racist white people in America. But that's the reason that they have the luxury of being activists over minute points that don't make sense. They're millionaires. They're billionaires. They have plenty of money. They have plenty of time on their hands. Average Americans are out scurrying and hustling for work, trying to put food on the table, and we get treated to shows like this, like you rightly point out, hypocrites who have too much money and too much time to spend.
Yeah, and by the way, you mentioned that Obama was elected twice, and that's an important indicator America's not racist. I get it. But I would say a more important indicator that America's nice to black people is that when Obama was done with his two terms, what president has ever gotten a multi-$100 million Netflix deal to create movies and TV series? It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. If you're black, they hand you everything on a silver platter. You get it to Harvard with C's. They give you big deals, you know, when you're in politics, gigantic deals. They give you speeches for $200,000, $300,000, $500,000. The world kisses Michelle and Barack Obama's, you know what, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not one person in Hollywood will ever say, isn't Melania beautiful? Who's the designer of her clothing? Nothing. But Michelle Obama, oh, 5,000 magazine covers. Oh, she's so beautiful. You know, look, I'm not going to comment on her beauty or not, but on her best day, she can't do anything to Melania. Nothing. She's not in the same universe as Melania, and no one will ever say Melania's pretty. So, you know, there's plenty of people out there that seem to like black people in America and treat them more than nice. I would say the age of racism is pretty much dead, and everybody should just shut up and stop talking about it. Jeez. Wow.
Well, that's not what Michelle Obama says. She says that what white folks don't understand is that to us, to white people, black people don't exist.
What?
That,
she said black women don't exist, right? They don't see us. Isn't that what she's saying? Incredible statement.
We just don't see them, and, you know, racism is alive and well, and every time that she gets cut in line by a white person, it's automatically racism, not rudeness.
All right, so let me tell you what I thought when I read that today. I thought the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. There isn't one white person in the entire America who would cut in line in front of the First Lady of the United States, A, and B, not know it's the First Lady of the United States. That is such a made-up lie. I've never heard such a lie in my entire life. And then the other part of it, she said, Cheryl, that she walked her dogs in anonymity, didn't want anyone to know who she was, and they would come over and pet her dogs and look at them, but never look up at her because she's a black woman, and then walk away not knowing it was the First Lady. That is the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard in my entire life. Nobody would see Michelle Obama and not know it was Michelle Obama. That's ridiculous. What a liar. What a fake liar. Oh, my gosh. Howard, what a load of BS. Michelle Obama. Just making up stories to try and prove racism where it doesn't exist. If anything, everybody's very quick to kiss her Royal Highness. You know, I mean, it's a joke. It really is. Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times, opinion editor and columnist for the Washington Times. Appreciate you and what you do all the time. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Wayne. Bye now.
God bless. Have a great weekend. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, right back at you. This is Wayne Allyn Root from the MAGA Mall. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this could be the first time I've ever done this. I'm going straight to the guest, no live read, because I want to hear more from Dr. Scott Jensen. So, advertisers, you're going to have to wait. Dr. Scott Jensen's with us, Minnesota State Senator, Republican, representing District 47 in the Twin Cities metro area, longtime family physician. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Scott.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. So, you know, I've been saying from day one there's something wrong with these counts. I always said that the death counts were wrong. Okay, wrong, because they said we'll pay you $38,000 bounties, basically. And that, by the way, that's Trump's fault. He's trying to be nice. He's trying to do the right thing for the country. But to offer a reward if someone dies of COVID versus just cancer, a heart attack, or a knife attack, or a motorcycle accident, you know, gives hospitals incentive to say everybody died of COVID. So from the beginning, I've said the death counts are greatly over-exaggerated. What say you?
Well, I think we have both undercounting and overcounting. Initially, we had these real inflated case fatality rates because they were looking at just the positives and they were looking at the deaths coming from that and they were saying, see, it's 4%. But finally, we got the word out that for every identified case, there were probably another, in the Santa Clara study and some other studies, there were probably another 50 to 80 per case. So that brought the 4% fatality rate down to 0.4 or less, and it starts getting in that realm of influenza outbreaks. So in that way, we're undercounting cases. But in terms of hospital discharges and death certificates, it seemed like we were being coached as physicians to more liberally use COVID-19 as the cause of death or as the discharge diagnosis. And it was actually, Wayne, I think I was the one who, on a Laura Ingraham show, shared that with a Medicare patient, in a typical hospital reimbursement situation, if you were admitted for pneumonia, the hospital would get a chunk of money for taking care of you, not including doctor's fees, and be approximately $4,600 to $5,000. But if that same patient were identified, again, a Medicare patient, as having a respiratory infection due to COVID-19, they would get $13,000. And if that patient required the services of a ventilator during the hospitalization, then the hospital would get paid $39,000.
Wow.
I had physicians screaming at me saying that I was tearing down the profession. I was a disgrace to medicine.
For telling the truth. Just telling the truth.
Yeah. So then the USA Today went out and did a fact check thing on me to see whether or not the information I'd given regarding $5,000. I saw it.
And they said you were right.
Exactly. And so at that point, I said, okay, now, folks, we have got to start being more factual. And right now, I think we're seeing these case counts go up. What does the case count represent? Does every time we see someone have a case, a positive case, are we saying then that they have a positive laboratory confirmed test? Or are we saying that they can't...
They have an antibody test.
And all of a sudden we've got that problem. Then we have the CDC. And I don't know how the CDC can mess up as much as they have. And the most recent, well, not necessarily the most recent, but one of the most recent ones were the Harvard and Yale epidemiologists came out saying, how in the world could they even think to do this? But they were testing for acute disease with the PCR testing, and they were also doing serology testing where you sort of look in the rearview mirror to see if someone's already had it. And they
right.
were commingling these two tests.
Right.
They were saying, these are the tests. Well, that's Fruit Loops.
You and so there's double results, right? In other words, if you add together everyone who's positive now together with everybody who ever had COVID, but they're not positive anymore, but they have antibodies, you're doubling the counts of people that are sick, and they're not all sick, correct?
Exactly.
I mean, it's terrible, and I've seen other, let me, this is just a guess on my part, but when I hear them say, oh, first of all, as soon as conservatives like me heard, oh my God, the cases are up so high, and I'd say, but the deaths are low, and the hospitalizations are low, and now they're starting to say, the hospitalizations are going up, and I don't believe it. What I really think is happening, and you tell me, I could be wrong, I want to hear your response, I think when they use the term hospitalization, I think a lot of people are checking into the ER, because they've been panicked by the media, and they're checking into the ER going, I've got symptoms of COVID, I've got a cough, I've got pneumonia, I can't breathe, and then they say, oh, you're fine, and they let them out that afternoon, and they go, that's a hospitalization. I don't think hospitalization necessarily means you're checked into a room overnight for the next 5 days and you're dying. If you go to the hospital ER and they check you in that day and check you out that night, that probably counts as a hospitalization. Is that right? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, I don't think that's right. I think that, frankly, if you get checked into a hospital, you're being admitted, because actually some hospitals will play the game of they don't feel like you're able to be discharged from the emergency room, but they would just as soon not admit you, so they'll put you in transitional care because sometimes they can receive more money. And that's a problem that's been investigated, where sometimes Medicare patients will think that because they were kept beyond the emergency room visit that they've been admitted, and then they find out later on, no, they weren't formally admitted, and so they have to pay this chunk of money. So
God.
There are some games played. But I think, you know, you mentioned something earlier, Wayne, I wanted to comment on in regards to COVID-19.
And Doc, do it quick, because you got about 30 seconds to wrap up with the end of the segment.
Okay.
Go.
Well, we need to realize that people get immune to COVID-19 in more ways than just having antibodies. There's a kind of cellular immunity that matters as well, and there's also going to be a certain group of the population that can't get the disease even if they sprinkled it on their cereal in the morning. We have a disease resistance. So between disease resistance, between cellular immunity, and between those people who've developed antibodies, all three of those mechanisms will contribute and work towards a herd immunity.
Hey, Scott, we gotta run. We're heading right up against the news. Dr. Scott Jensen, Republican State Senator, Minnesota, and a physician. Thank you, Dr. Scott Jensen.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.